Welcome to the Stew Sensei English Podcast. Hello and welcome to Stew Sensei's English Podcast with me, Stew Sensei. Don't forget to subscribe or follow the podcast so you know when the next episode is out. Today we're looking at five suffixes that can help you when you are learning new vocabulary. A suffix is a word that can be added to the end of a base word and completely change its meaning or just slightly adjust it. So we're going to look at five ones that I feel you should know to help your English language journey. Number one, ish. Ish. This is quite a popular one for many native speakers. Ish means almost or approximately. And you'll see it at the end of many adjectives. For example, maybe, I'm hungry-ish. I'm a little bit hungry. I'm a bit hungry. This is easy-ish. That fish is smallish. The car over there, oh, that's a biggish car, isn't it? So as you can see, this word is super useful to know because you'll see it, you'll hear it being used regularly to mean it's kind of or approximately whatever the word is previous. So like big-ish, it's quite big. Yeah, it's a very useful one to know. Number two, dumb. Dumb. D-O-M. Dumb means realm or state or an area. For example, kingdom, the realm or the area of the king. Freedom. So you can see this is a word that can be very useful in many common words. Number three, ist, ist, I-S-T, ist. This means one who is, someone who is that thing, or it relates to that thing. Maybe someone who does something or something that is related to something. So, for example, bicyclist, bicyclist, that's someone who rides bikes. Hairstylist, someone who styles hair. Elitist, someone who is elite. And how about number four? Less, less, L-E-S-S, less. This means not having, doing, or becoming something. For example, childless, not to have children. Tireless, not to get tired. Careless, without care. Endless, something that doesn't end. And number five, ness, ness, N-E-S-S, ness. This relates to the quality and state of something. So for example, dullness, how dull something is. Or dryness, how dry something is. Or sadness, how sad something is. Or perhaps shyness, how shy something or someone is. So I hope this episode was useful for you. Knowing these, they can give you an insight into what new words mean before even learning the meaning of the word. So you have a bit more insight before you go in. Try to remember as many of these as you can, and it could give you access to a better understanding of the language. Thank you very much for listening. I look forward to speaking to you next time. Ciao.